Ka pai, I tēnei wā, kei te kōrero mātou ki ētahi, Roihana Nuri, tētahi tino maruehi, ara ko Merehini Rewati Simcock, and ko ia te tumu whakarai tuarua o Manatū Taonga. And we're going to have a kōrero with her about the Matariki Ahunga Nui Fund. Now, somebody told her it was a pre-record, but it's not, and she's lovely enough to stay on the line with us. Nā reira, tēnā koe, Mere.
Oh, tēnā koe, moiawa, o tērā koutou, te hume e whakarongo mai nā. Tēnā koutou.
Tēnā koe. We also have Ngāwai here as well, and she's probably going to ask you a few pātai, so if you hear two different voices, that's why. But e tāne koe ki te kōrero ki a mātai pāna ki tēnei this fund, Matariki Ahunga Nui Fund. It's the second year that you're putting it out, ne?
Ai, tēnei te tau tūrua, te tau tūtahi, ka whakahaere he e te Manatū Taonga i tērā tau, ko Te Arawhiti, Office for Māori Crown Relations tērā i Manaaki tia tēnei kaupapa. So the second year of the fund, we are administering it this year, Manatū Taonga, Ministry of Culture and Heritage, and last year, Te Arawhiti, Office for Māori Crown Relations were leading this work.
Awe, tēnā koe. I wanted to know, a lot of people, in terms of the fund, a lot of people might be asking, what will make the cut to get the funding for this?
Okay, so the funding is targeted at iwi Māori to support initiatives, events and resources that encourage a celebration during Matariki, the period of Matariki, te rā aro ki a Matariki, Matariki public holiday, and all resources that bring about a deeper, a more informed understanding of mātauranga relating to Matariki and other tribal variations. So for some iwi, it's rehua, for others it's puanga. So all of that is inclusive and can be supported through this fund.
Cool. Ka pai, what made the cut last year for this funding?
The same things. We're really targeting, Matariki is a time, and Professor Mātāmua says it so eloquently, for whānau to come together to remember those who have passed in the year, to celebrate the present and what we have in front of us, and looking forward to the future. And for some, at a whānau level, it's a kaiata hakari, it's sitting around, it's being with elders and people in who have been raised in mātauranga and who want to share that knowledge, the tikanga and the protocols around how these sorts of mātauranga were shared previously. It's at a community level, it's an extension of that. It might be a hautapu, where there is a wider kind of performance or engagement in tikanga and protocols and practice. But, and then at an even bigger level, where there are iwi are running wānanga and regenerating that knowledge around Matariki and what it has meant for our people in times of past. So it really is targeting the celebration of what Matariki stood for as a cultural practice and working hard to ensure that future generations have this mātauranga.
Miharo, tino whakamiharo au ki wera kōrero e hoa. I wanted to, you're talking about the diversity of ways people can celebrate and even ways that are encouraged, but like you said, quite simply and beautifully put by Rangi Mātāmua, is whānau coming together, whether it's a kaitahi, whether it's kōrero, whether it's whāinga mō te tau, wera mea katoa. But I was interested in knowing, what if there were any things last year, like you said, there's so many different ways to celebrate Matariki. But I wanted to know if there was anything that surprised you in terms of the particular way of celebrating Matariki that popped up in your fella's kite last year. Did you see anything that was interesting to you?
Oh, look, we saw amazing variations of cultural practice. You know, our waka whērs, the mātanga that have been for decades, you know, under the mantle of the kōrua, Heke Nuku, Poihipi, and all of that mātauranga. So coming together, you know, and sharing that knowledge at a kura level, at a high school level, at a community level, at a hapu, at a marae level. You know, it's how looking up and being supported in wayfaring or how we conduct our business, whether it's, you know, preparing whenua, it's voyage, and it's all of those sorts of things. So we saw a variation of that go on. People, initiatives, building the infrastructure in their communities to celebrate through a hautapu was another type of initiative we saw. You know, preparing whenua where, you know, in times past that they were the better places to be able to see and sit in wānanga and understand Matariki and what it meant for us. So those were the sorts of things we saw. And as you said, you know, sitting down, having kai events, celebrating people's, you know, activities in the year and that mātauranga. We saw a lot of that at a very localised level in communities around Aotearoa. And, you know, culminating on well, it'll be the 14th of July this year, but last year in June, at the end of June, with the national broadcast of Matariki and participating in that and being able to go away and reflect, well, we did something similar too. So I think it's a really important initiative, Matariki Ahunga Nui, to bring families and people and communities together to celebrate what Matariki is. It's the first public holiday around the world that celebrates Indigenous knowledge. So really important, this fund, to support people to actually do things.
Ana, tika aua kōrero, e hoa. Kare kore, kei te tino tika aua rā kōrero. I am excited, I won't lie, I'm excited to see how people start to really get creative with how they celebrate Matariki, because I think last year my whānau, and nothing new to the previous years, but I guess because it was the first year, it was an official public holiday, it was more memorable, I guess, but we planted 1,000 trees. And I remember thinking we planted a thousand. Oh, you got my, well, it was so traumatic. I can't remember the name of the tree. I'm trying to think. Hiko, what's the name of the tree? I planted it 1,000. There were. What are they called? The normal ones that make the honeys. Oh, manuka tree. Mai. Thank you. I felt like I was at kohanga. How te ingoa? Tēnei rākou. But yeah, no, we planted those, and I remember someone saying, "Gee, that's out of it." But at the same time, for us, it was really normal. So I'm really keen to see what comes out of the fund and different kaupapa
There were examples of that. Sorry, I should have said, you know, we had communities and hapu and marae who had ordered plants and spent the day, you know, clearing the whenua, sharing and you know, learning about looking after the whenua and ending the day with a nice kai, you know, and reflecting on the cultural practice and the responsibility. So it's what an incredible day. And this year, Matariki Kainga Hukia. So there's a real emphasis here that to remember the past, celebrate the present and prepare for the future, plan for the future. You know, for some of us, that's to go home, you know, to our homelands and do that. And whether we're doing that online or getting in our waka and going home, that's another opportunity that we're really wanting to support with this fund and the wider understanding around Te Rā Arokia Matariki.
Ka pai whaia. How can people access this funding?
So there is the Matariki, the actual Matariki funding portal, matarikifunding.maori.nz. There is also the website matariki.com, which has a lot of information, and it will be updated quite regularly as we build up to the 14th of July with information. A lot of the funding a lot of the initiatives that will be funded, we'll seek permission for those to be shared where it's appropriate with the contact details, so people might want to go along. There's a lot of activity around the country that people went along to that was supported by this fund. Or there's our Manatī Taonga website, mch.govt.nz.
Tēnā koe whai. Thank you so much for having a kōrero with us I tēnei ahiahi here on Manatawa. Have an awesome afternoon.
Ai, kia koe hoki. Nā reira, tēnā koe tau. Mānoa te a Matariki. Tēnā koe.
Mānoa te a Matariki. Man, I forgot about that particular saying.
Yeah, same.
Better get back into it because it's going to come around really quickly. That was Merehini Rewiti Simcock, who's the Tumu Whakarai Tuarua o Manatū Taonga. Love that kōrero, and also the reinforcement of making sure that I don't want to say stick to the basics, I've just said it, but I don't mean it like that, but I mean, you know, that's what they keep telling us is don't forget this isn't Christmas, it's not Easter, it's not these big Anzac sale kind of day things. This is the time for us to get rooted back into our whenua, our whānau, and all those things that make us tick as a people, as Māori, or even as a whānau, aha kua nohea. So really, really awesome kōrero, and if you want to get into that funding, the Matariki Ahunga Nui Fund, make sure you go back to watenews.com and re-listen to the interview so you can listen to how she told you to get it. Ka pai e hoa mā.